Each week at this time, we go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. Well, Charles, the 2012 Tony nominations were announced yesterday. A few surprises, a few nominees who got a lot, quite something, for the musicals Once and for Porgy and Bess and for the new Gershwin Review. Nice work if you can get it. But what's your overall view of the nominees list this year?
Well, musicals always tend to lead the pack in terms of numbers of nominations. Despite that, I think this is actually quite a weak year for musicals, particularly new musicals. If you look at the category of Best Original Score, where normally you would see four musicals nominated, two of the four nominees are actually plays. Peter and the Starcatcher, which has some songs in it, and One Man, Two Governors, which has some a retro rock band playing original songs in between scenes, took half of the nominations for original score. The third is Bonnie and Clyde, which is a Frank Wildhorn musical that closed quite quickly in the fall. And that leaves just one nominee of any that's actually an original musical, and that's not all that original either in a sense that it's Newsies, which was based on a Disney movie.
And yet the music's by Alan Menken, who has a few hits to his name. I suppose that we almost might guess that that's the winner. Would you be surprised if it were anybody but Alan Menken?
I would be surprised. But what's interesting is that it's big competition for Best Musical is Once. It's basically a contest between Newsies and Once, I think, for Best Musical. And Once, the reason why Once is not in that category for original score is because they deemed that it was most of the music was taken from the film. So I think it's still going to be a tough competition between Newsies and Once for Best Musical, which is the award that really means most.
Let's look at plays for a moment. It was a big season for plays, and yet you can't nominate everybody. Are you happy with the list that finally came out from the theater wing yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it was an amazing year for plays on Broadway. I think there were 14 original plays, which is, you know, almost unheard of. I think in this category, it's a competition between Other Desert Cities and Clybourne Park. One of those plays is most definitely going to win, but I'm very gratified that Venus and Fur was included because I think that's a really smart, funny play that opened early in the season, and very often shows that open earlier tend to get overlooked. The fourth nominee is Peter and the Starcatcher, which has a lot of love. They received, I think, the most nominations for any play. It's not to my taste. I found it a little bit twee, and I don't really do twee. But there's no question that the play category is a very, very competitive one.
In the category of Best Revival of a Play, we have Death of a Salesman, Gore Vidal's The Best Man, Masterclass, and Wit. A couple of those plays were early in the season. A couple are on now. Is there any way to beat Death of a Salesman? It feels like it might have the most momentum.
Well, it's probably the safest bet, but I think Gore Vidal is the Best Man, as they're putting, which I didn't particularly care for. It has a lot of fans, and it certainly has a very starry cast. And I certainly think it's possible that there could be, you know, a bit of a backlash against Death of a Salesman, which opened to mostly strong reviews, but with some, you know, key dissenters. But I do think that is probably the one to beat in this category.
What are the biggest surprises, as far as you're concerned, in this year's list of Tony nominees?
Well, I was surprised that Leap of Faith got a single nomination, and yet that was for Best Musical. That opened to fairly scathing reviews. And I think it once again proves that it was a very weak season for new musicals. There were certainly several people who were overlooked in the acting categories.
All right, Charles, so tell us, who was robbed?
Well, I don't know that I'd consider any of this more than, you know, minor misdemeanors at the best. I think it's surprising that three of the four leads in Follies got nominated. Ron Raines, Danny Burstein, and Jan Maxwell, all excellent. And poor Bernadette Peters got left out. However, she is getting an honorary award this year, so maybe they thought that was enough. Nice work if you can get it. The Gershwin Show got a lot of nominations, but Matthew Broderick was overlooked in the leading actor in a musical category, as was Raul Esparza in Leap of Faith. I think those are probably the most egregious overlooked nominations. I think one thing that's always tough is that you can only do four directors of a play or musical, and so you have directors of original plays and revivals in competition. I think Joe Mantello, who directed Other Desert Cities, is probably feeling a little bit unloved today. But you can't, you know, include everybody in those categories.
So based on the nominations list, Charles, are there any shows that now you want to see again because maybe you missed something the first time?
Oh, well, that's a good question. I haven't actually seen everything on Broadway. I've seen all these shows, but I haven't been to see Other Desert Cities on Broadway, and I hear it's actually better than it was off Broadway. And I haven't seen Once on Broadway. And some people say it's better on Broadway. Some people prefer it off Broadway. So I'm looking forward to seeing that show again, to see, you know, if it really wins me over. As I said, this for me has been a very disappointing year in terms of musicals. So I'm hoping that maybe if I go back and see Once, I will have a much more sanguine opinion of the year that's just passed.
And we'll find out who wins the Tonys on June 10th. Every week we go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times here on WQXR.